So I'll share some great wisdom to get us kicked off with business period three.
Okay.
I mean, you're the very first speaker of the very first week of business period.
Well, hello, good morning, and happy Monday, and happy BP3. I definitely feel honored to be invited on this call on the first day of a week, first day of a BP. Hope that your BP2 was awesome, but I hope that you have some high expectation for BP3. And I was on a call this morning at 8 o'clock, and I was just kind of recapping with some folks. I think a few things that I think has been really, you know, in my mind, game changers this past few weeks that I really want to share it with you before we go into the rest of it, which I think some of it is going to be, you know, obviously talking about manifest. The other one is going to be talking about the incentive a little bit. And certainly, Lydia, if there's anything else you want me to focus on, I'll be very glad to talk about. But I have to tell you that I am as excited as I've ever been about the future of this company. You know, all of us have lived together through the last 7 years, and I, you know, it's not a joke when I say, you know, we went through the 7 years of skinny cows, and we're going into the 7 years of fat cows, and it's exactly what that is. I think 2014 is going to prove to be a pivotal year for Manatech, and I guess you've seen from the results we've already published for the first three quarters that those were, pretty much, you know, phenomenal when you think in terms of our volume, sales volume worldwide, but also from, you know, the company profitability worldwide. And profitability is important because the cash flow that comes into the company eventually becomes the kind of the cash flow we can use to expand. It's a cash flow we can use to put into projects. I think you probably heard from Chris Eady last week, Lydia, but you know, your project was fully approved for us to move forward with the event in Lubbock, which I think is going to be great. It's going to be awesome to continue to foster, to put some energy into that area of the country. And certainly that will go a long way also to energize the entire Hilliker team, which is, you know, a team I'm totally committed to in many different ways, not just in the conversations that I have with Mary Jo pretty much on a regular basis, but also just any of these other projects that come along where we want to partner with you guys because you make things happen. And it's been wonderful to watch what you guys have done as a team over the past year and a half. But besides the fact that 2014 was a pivotal year, we've had a few things happen just in the last 2 months that I think are worth talking about before we go into some of the other things. Number one, the Ben Carson conversation, the dialogue that's happening on a national level. You know, as soon as we came back from Hawaii, we found out, well, obviously, that, you know, it sounded like at first that Ben Carson was being attacked, you know, through the conservative media for his relationship with Manatech, which kind of put Manatech in a very front and center nationally of a very interesting dialogue. So we waited to find out how Dr. Carson was going to react to it, and boy, he couldn't have reacted in a better way than he did. A few days later, he was interviewed, and when they got into the whole Manatech thing, his response was basically, look, I like Manatech. I've spoken for Manatech, and the reason I like Manatech is because they stand for good nutrition, and I stand for good nutrition. Man, if you have the most decorated doctor in a land say that about you as a company and what we stand for, I think it goes a long way. I mean, we could have not paid enough for that kind of promotion, for that kind of publicity. Now, again, we don't want to get involved in the political side of it, but strictly from his credibility as a doctor and you know his intelligence as a human being says a lot about his position on nutrition and the fact that he connects us to good nutrition. When asked about the Amber Toast product, and again, a lot of people like to go back to all the stuff that you know they've heard over the last 7 years, and for Dr. Carson to basically say, look, I've been using this product for 10 years, and I have not been sick in 10 years. Wow, that is a pretty amazing declaration, again, from somebody like him. So, I think we came out of Hawaii realizing that we were, by all means, we had this great expectation for 2015, and we do. As a matter of fact, from a budgetary point of view, in many different ways, we believe 2015 is going to be just a runaway year for us, no question about it. Now, again, I'm not making any forward-looking statement. It's just the belief, the feeling that we have that this is just the right time, that Kronos moment that a company goes through when everything just comes together to create this amazing momentum that we are already experiencing. So the up to the third quarter, into the fourth quarter of 2014, we saw this amazing momentum happen, which totally changed the course of our company in many ways, including in our stock, prices and everything else. But we've seen that continue throughout the rest of the year and going now, straight into 2015. So Ben Carson, that was a very, in my mind, an incredible positive blessing that came out of something that could have been negative. But you know what? It seems like this year, every lemon that is thrown at us will be turned into lemonade. I don't care. I really believe that we're going to have a shortage of lemon eventually. That we will turn everything to the positive because we have all the fundamentals in place that a great company should have, and that's what that's who we are. That we're a great company that's gone through some issues, but eventually we have come out of it really strong. We've come out of it really determined, and that is going to show up in many of the ways that the things that we do this year. Now the second thing that happened, I don't know how many of you are following this, but the Attorney General of New York issued a cease and desist on companies like Walmart, Target, GNC, and so on, basically saying, look, you guys don't have in your product what you say you have. Now, look, guys, we can debate whether DNA testing is a proper testing or not, but that's not our fight, that's their fight. They're going to have to go figure out how to determine that. But definitely what this has opened up is a discussion, a very important discussion about whether or not what's in the product, what's in the label is what's in the product. What's in the what's being said about the product is what the product actually does. And this dialogue is not just going to be a single state dialogue. I believe this is going to become a widespread dialogue throughout the whole industry. And if you guys remember that Paul Zane Pilser talked about this consolidation of the industry, where if there was 4,000 companies that was involved in our space, in a nutritional space, we'll see that number come down to something less than 100. Well, this is what the type of things are going to happen that will create that more than anything else. Now, this is where Manatech comes through in absolute flying colors. Folks, the fact that we have been a GMP certified, manufacturing, that meaning that every one of our manufacturers are GMP certified, which means that they manufacture at the standard of pharmaceutical. That's a big deal. It says a lot about the quality of our product and the fact that we can stand behind that quality. But the one that I think we have not paid a lot of attention to, but which is, in my mind, really, really huge, is the whole concept of NSF. The NSF certification in our product is basically something that we did voluntarily for the last 5 to 10 years. We pay a lot of money to have a third-party company come in and certify that what's in our label is what's in our product. I mean, they do assays, they do a statistical sampling of every lot that is manufactured. They assay it. It's an analysis that actually looks down to the content, the standardized content of the nutrients in our product, and that's how we get our stamp of approval from the NSF. Folks, that's a big deal, and that's going to be something that's going to make us really stand out. So for those 500 million people who are taking supplements today in the world, as they start feeling uncomfortable about spending, spending their money with GNC and Walmart and Target and other big, and Walgreens and other big retailers, they're going to start looking around, and this is going to be our time to really publicize to the world who we are. And we have some great pieces that are coming in over the next few weeks to really let the world know that, look, this is not who we are. This is what we do. This is how we do it. We are literally that last bastion of hope for many people, not only just in the sense of we have, you know, plant-based nutrition, but we have nutrition that is, I mean, certified by outside parties to be exactly what we say it is. So the idea of getting standardized nutrition, which is a big idea, which is something people don't get from food today, having the fact that it is certified, and number three, that it is guaranteed for 6 months, 180 days, which is the only such guarantee in the industry that I know of. I mean, there might be others out there, but I don't know who they are. That's huge. Now, on top of that, as you know, last week we issued patent number 100. A company with 100 patents, folks, in our space, in the nutritional space, in the direct sales space, is unheard of. I mean, we did some research, and we're finalizing that research, but the closest we could find was Shaklee, who had 45 patents, and that's it. I mean, most other companies, even the multi-billion dollar companies, had maybe one or two or three patents. In some cases, those patents had nothing to do with the actual product. It had to do with packaging. It had to do with other things. So even though they claim they have patents, their patents are not on a nutritional technology, which is really what we have. So, folks, I don't know how that hits you, but the way it hits me, especially as we're getting ready to host Paul Zane Pizzer at Manifest, and as I start looking at the stuff that he's published, I can see that the things he predicted 10 years ago is now coming to be true, maybe a little slower than I had predicted it, but it's all coming to be true. And we are sitting in a very sweet spot to be able to take full advantage of this. This is our time for us to yell from the rooftop who we are, what we do, how we do it, because you know what? We are not, we're like none other in the nutritional space, which is it's a $1 trillion, well, whatever that space is, but it's a very, very large space from wellness to nutrition, but also in the direct sales space, in the model of business that we have chosen to use, for the people that we compete with for the same resources, for the same people, we are sitting in a very sweet spot as we speak today. Not a time for you and us to stay quiet. This is a time for us to go out there with vigor, to go out there with conviction, to go out there with pride that we have real solutions to this real problem of malnutrition, to this real problem of, you know, this wellness that's being attacked from so many different places, whether it's from the toxicity of the environment to the stressful thing life that people live, for the choices that people make, either because of finance or because of just convenience, for all those things, we are presenting absolutely a most wonderful, wonderful, incredible solution. Because for me, our business is totally dependent on our ability to provide real value to our customers. Real value. There is no long-term business. There is no residual income unless there's a customer who's getting real value from the products that we sell, and that the customers are making a decision to be lifetime customers. And if there's such a thing as a lifetime customer, then there's such a thing as lifetime income, which is what we all aspire to as well. But you know what? You would be absolutely shoveling against the tide if you were bringing customers into something that eventually they're going to get out of because it's not providing them ultimately the value that they expect to the product. It's not providing them the quality that they're expecting. It's not providing the safety that they're expecting, and certainly that they're not being absolutely misinformed about what's in the product, which is, you know, for me, that is the absolute insult, adding insult to injury. Not only, you know, we're giving them synthetic stuff, but on top of that, we're giving them synthetic stuff that's not even in there. I mean, that is when, you know, whatever you spend at any of these companies is not worth the money. I don't care how cheap it feels, it's not worth the money if what you're buying is not even in the product. Never mind that it is synthetic. Never mind that your body cannot recognize it. Never mind that your body has to work really hard to expel it. But at the same time, it's not even there. It's not even there. So when you put all these things together, and then, like I said, you add this 100 patent thing, which gives us an amazing amount of credibility, 19 clinical studies that support the claims that we make on so many of our products, which is, again, unheard of. And we're not talking about any kind of clinical studies. We're talking about double-blind, placebo, crossover, randomized. We're talking about the gold standard of studies. Guys, we got a lot of things for us to be incredibly excited and proud to be able to go out there and share with the world. So for me, that sets the stage for an incredible time. And again, like I said, we knew when we were in Hawaii that this year was going to be a different year. It's going to be a special year. This is our year. 2015 is our year to come out strong, for people to go, where did they come from, for us to show some incredible results when the rest of the industry is reeling from just the years and years and years of providing the wrong option to consumers. Now we are going to be vindicated, and we're going to be given an opportunity to shine and show and demonstrate to the customer that we're truly where the real value is. So having established that, then I'm going to say, okay, next thing is going to be whether or not this is your year to make the decision that's going to take your business to that next level. Because, folks, at the end of the day, it always comes down to one thing, a decision. It's a decision. How do I know when you've made a decision? It's because it happens. Folks, there's nothing you're going to decide once you made a quality decision that is not going to be manifested in the visible if that decision has been made. Now, we know a lot about decision because, folks, we make decisions every day. Some of you, you've made decisions at the beginning of every year that that year is going to be the best year of your life, and then for some reason, by January the 4th, we lose the momentum of that decision, and by the end of January, we forgot what decision we made. So what makes a decision stick? It's when you can put emotion behind a decision. It's when you can connect your decision to the proper why. You know, if that book, I mean, which I hope you've all read by Simon Sinek, you know, Start with a Why, if you understand what it's saying, basically say, look, when you make a decision that comes from the right why, and that decision is not a neocortex decision. It's not a frontal lobe of your brain decision, but it's the limbic brain decision. It comes from another place, a place where there is an emotion, an energy from an emotion that connects to that decision and then makes that decision a quality decision. And what's a quality decision? A quality decision is a decision that you're going to keep up with long after the feeling of that, you know, of the moment you made that decision. Some of us make decisions when we're excited, and then the next day, you know, we're not excited anymore, and we forget what the decision was. A quality decision is not tied into your emotional state. It's tied into something stronger, and that stronger thing is a why. The right why will carry you through and give you the kind of persistence that it takes to make that decision come true. But let's not fool ourselves. If something has not manifested itself, it's because you never made that decision. You thought you made that decision, but you didn't. Because when you decide, it's the end of all other options. When you decide, there's nothing that will stop you when you have decided. If it's, it, you know, so then we think in terms of these kinds of decisions. Where do you ever make those kinds of decisions? Do you make these kinds of decisions sitting at home, on your couch, watching television? Do you make these kinds of decisions just because you read a book, because you listened to a CD, or because you... No. These types of decisions, the emotion that you need to charge these decisions usually always come from you being at an event. Every major decision in my life, every quality decision I've ever made in my life came from being at an event. Now, that event, I'm not saying it's always a Manatech event. That event could have been a funeral. But in that setting, you start making life-changing decisions. That event could have been something really, something wonderful, the birth of a child. That emotion that comes from that event just does something that affects you for the rest of your life. And that emotion can come from a being at an event, being with thousands of people in a setting where you can forget about the rest of your life and you can really, really focus only on those things that you believe are important to you. And when you put everything else aside, and you can really truly focus on and be in that moment, and you allow for this thing to move from your brain, from your logic, to your heart, to something that is emotional, something that makes you cry when you think about it, something that it's just like breathing. It's just like if I was holding your head underwater for a period of time, at some point, your desire to live and breathe would be so strong that it doesn't matter the amount of force that's being applied against your head, you're going to come up for air because you need to breathe so badly. When you want this so badly like you want to breathe, then there is no way in the world that decision will not manifest into something real. And that's just the way that is. So if you haven't manifested your decisions, I can only tell you something. You never really made a decision. You had a nice thought, you had a nice wish, but you didn't have a decision. And when you make this decision, so now the first decision you're going to make is, I need to be at Manifest. Now, I can tell you that by not making that decision, you've made a decision. Don't think for a second that if you did not make the decision to be at Manifest, that you didn't make a decision. Yes, you made a decision. You made a decision to put on hold your dreams and your aspirations and your greatness for another year. But if you do make that decision, and you're going to be there, you've made a decision about you're embracing your greatness, you're embracing your future, you have hope, you have belief that this year is going to be the best year of your life. And the way you notify the universe is that you show up. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense to everybody. You don't show up. You have sent a message to the universe that says, you know what? I don't need this that badly. It would be nice if it happens. If it attacks me while I'm sleeping, I'll be okay with it. But you know what? I'm not going for it. That's a decision you got to decide today, which way are you going to have this thing go. So I'm going to suggest for some of you, this is the year. This is the year where you're going to make that happen. And if that's the case, I'm telling you right now, nothing can get in your way. Because I'll tell you something, it's just like for Manatech, as a company, we have made a decision that this year is going to be the most incredible year we've had in the last 7 years, actually last 8 years. Nothing is going to stop us. Everything that comes our way, every lemon that comes our way, we'll turn it into a lemonade until there's an absolute shortage of lemons. There won't be enough lemons that they can throw at us that will derail us from our destiny in 2015. And when you feel that strong about your life, about the things that are important to you, I am telling you, nothing, absolutely nothing will get in your way. Nobody is big enough, tough enough, ugly enough, stupid enough to stop you. You are unstoppable. And that's a feeling you got to come out of this BP into. You are unstoppable. But at the same time, you need to make sure that you are backing up your words. They're not empty words. You're backing up your words with action. First action, register for manifest. Make a decision to be there yourself and make a decision of how many people are coming with you. Folks, Mary Jo is going to come back from South Africa unbelievably excited. If you thought she was excited before she left, you haven't seen nothing. I know that this weekend in South Africa with all the folks from Europe, with the new bronze presidentials from Spain, I mean, we've been open 2 months. We have a presidential, a bronze presidential. Now, I know they've been doing business for a little longer than that, but you know something? Faith is rewarded. They believed in something that did not exist until it manifested itself in the visible, and now it's a reality, and they're being rewarded for that reality, okay? And that's just amazing, okay? That is just amazing. And that's true for every one of you on this call. You choose. You design 2015 the way you want. You put out the right signals out there, so you're coming to manifest. You set up a time right now with Lydia. Say, look, the minute that Mary Jo hits the ground in the U.S., I want to be the first one to sit down with her and let's plan 2015, starting with I'm going to manifest. Number two, I am going to be in Cancun next year. I am absolutely going to be in Cancun next year. I am going to earn my way into Cancun through this incentive this year, through the global trip incentive. And I want to sit down with Mary Jo, and I want to make a plan. And by golly, this is my year. Nothing will stop me. Folks, I'm telling you something. When you've made that kind of a decision, I can already shake your hand and congratulate you because it is done. It is absolutely a done deal. And if others want to doubt, well, let them hide in the bushes and watch, because all they're going to see is your smoke. The dogs bark, the caravan moves on. And you choose. Are you a caravan? Are you a caravan? Are you a caravan? Are you somebody that nothing is going to stop? There's going to be a lot of people yapping around you, but you know what? You are determined to get to your final destination, and nothing will stop you. So if that's the case, folks, I can tell you something. All the rest of the stuff is in place. You know, I mean, outside of Ben Carson, the what's going on in New York, 100 patent, all those things have been incredible stuff just in a period of 4 weeks. But when I was having my conversation with Paul Zane Pilzer last week, we interviewed him to get him ready for Manifest. This was his comment. He said, look, Al, over the next 10 to 15 years, only 20% of the population will have jobs. He said, the way I see it, 80% of jobs are not going to be around. Now, you know, you and I know, and you've heard Mary Jo talk about how 50% of the jobs are going to disappear between now and 2030. Well, it's not 50%, it's 80%. And you know what? I mean, he had no idea what we were already talking about with you guys over the last few weeks in our presentation. He was just coming at it as an economist who's been watching what's going on in the economy globally, in technology and everything else. And he goes, look, there's only going to be enough jobs for 20% of people. The other 80% are going to figure out ways to to make a living. Now, he's hopeful that human beings, we are very creative, we'll find ways, we'll create new productivity in other things. But all that means is we got to be willing to change. We got to be willing to think outside the box. We got to be willing to be outside our comfort zone for a minute in order to do that. And see, I really believe that our industry is the perfect answer to what is about to happen in the world. Look, I was coming through the airport yesterday, and there was a couple of signs from HSBC, not a very popular bank these days, but certainly they know what's going on in the world, certainly. The sign said this. Number one is, one said, be part of the future. Be part of the future. The other one said, business is going to be more social. Business will be more social. And the other one is they had a lemonade stand with a price in many currencies. And it says, even the smallest business will be multinational and global. Even the smallest business. So, folks, if that's the future, is social selling and being global in mindset, being a multinational, folks, there couldn't be a better solution than what we have. See, just being part of Manatech over the next 12 months is going to teach you how to be more social in learning social selling. I have no question about that. We're going to learn to be more social. We got more and more tools that are going to help us to be more social. So for people who need to change, this would be a great place to learn how to live and work in the new economy. Most people are stuck in the Industrial Revolution. We have Industrial Revolution thinking in a absolutely, totally changed new economy. And that's what Paul Dan Pisner was saying. That's part, be part of his message at Manifest is, look, we got to shed off those kinds of thinking. I was listening to Bill Gates, and whatever you feel about him on that, but one thing he was talking about in terms of the opportunities of the future, so the opportunities of the future is in education. He said, imagine if we could take the best teacher of mathematics in England, the best teacher of chemistry in Pakistan or India, the best teachers in the world, and instead of the classroom being just one teacher and 30 students, and that's the teacher, that we could bring the very best of the best into every classroom around the world so we really could democratize education. I mean, that's thinking out of the box. That's also understanding the power of technology, which is the technology you and I have in our hands right now. It's amazing what a cell phone can do for us today. It's amazing our ability to influence, impact, educate, motivate, inspire people from a cell phone. We have so much power in this thing. And what do we do it? What do we use it for? To gossip with our girlfriends and buddies? Do we use it to post pictures on Facebook and that's it? Or do we want to build a multinational global company from our cell phone? We have that capacity. We have the perfect answer. We have products that serves a need that is a growing need. It's an important need. It's global. It's growing. We have a real solution to a real global problem. We have the tools to get to it, right? And on top of all that, we have a compensation plan that is global seamless, so you can get paid for things that are happening all around the world. What's to stop us? What's to stop us but ourselves? Ourselves and our erroneous thought process, our fears, our programs, from everybody else who has a vested interest in our ignorance. Folks, the world wants us to stay stupid. And they want us to stay stupid because they profit from our stupidity. And most of the world is stupid about nutrition. We're stupid about finance. Because nobody has taken the time to teach us these important things. And we sit back and we We expect for something great to happen to us, but we just don't have a pathway to that greatness. Folks, what Mary Jo is going to come back with and what we've been preaching for the last year is a pathway. It's a daily pathway to greatness. It's a daily pathway to wealth. It's a daily pathway to health. And it's a daily pathway to changing the world, affecting millions of children around the world. We do have that pathway. We do have the plan. We do have the right tools to do that. We just need to decide. We need to decide with the proper why behind that decision. And I'll tell you, the why is not that you want to be in Cancun. It's a nice beach. It's going to be wonderful swimming with the dolphins. It's going to be wonderful to be in probably one of the most beautiful experiences that you can have in the Mayan Riviera. And literally, it'll be the most incredible experience. If you think Santo Domingo was great, I tell you, nothing is going to be better and greater than what we're about to experience in Cancun next year. But that's not the idea. The idea is that you're just winning your way to Cancun. The idea is that by winning your way to Cancun, you become an example. You become an inspiration. You become a source of faith and belief and strength for other people. For me, it's the only why that truly matters. It's when we can be an impact on the rest of the world. That is when I believe that we have really made it happen. That's when we have become significant. That's when we have a purpose in this life, is because what we do impacts the life of others. And there is no other cause greater than that, that what you do makes a difference in the lives of others. So for me, coming to Manifest, earning your way to Cancun, is about setting yourself up to truly be to have an impact and influence on others. Folks, I'm 54 years old, and I realize when I pass 50 that times was getting shorter and shorter. I realize that my ability to live a legacy in this world is going to be in direct proportion to how many people I impact between now and the day that they put me in the box. And I am more resolved today than I've ever been about really wanting to make a difference. And if this call is one way for me to make a difference, hallelujah. I'm so glad I can do that. I feel it's an incredible privilege. I feel it's an incredible opportunity, responsibility to be able to make a decision, to make a difference in your lives, to speak life into your life, to speak purpose into your life, to speak significance into your life, and have you push it forward and watch all of us then become this amazing wave, this great wave of new hope and new belief, new results, new lives, and in the process as well, obviously, affect the lives of thousands and eventually millions of children around the world. I couldn't think of something better that I could do with my life. I hope that you feel that way. I hope that this morning, please don't get upset with me for my exuberance. I don't do this to motivate you. I do it because that's how I feel. When I woke up this morning, I wanted to make a masterpiece out of this day. And I hope that that's how you woke up. I love Monday mornings. I started 8 o'clock on a conference call, and I loved it. And I'm glad to be on this call as well. I want this day to be a masterpiece for me, for you, for Manatech, that we can truly, really, truly make a difference in the lives of many this month, this BP, and that we, over the course of the next 28 days, that this could be the most incredible catalyst to a new cycle of growth for your business and also for Manatech. So I'll give it back to you, if you, Lydia, please, if there's any other questions, if there's anything else that you want me to hit on that I didn't hit, I'd love to do that. We have a few more minutes to go. If not, it's been truly a pleasure, and you are a blessing to my life in terms of giving me the opportunity to be able to share this with you and hopefully make the difference in one of you. Because if all I did this morning was get one of you to decide to do something great today, to do something great this BP, to do something great this year, then it was a well worth hour of my life.
Well, Al, thank you very much. I can tell you my phone has been going crazy with text messages to set up a time to talk with Mary Jo. So
excellent.
I even have her, she's landing at 2:45. I have her doing a three-way call at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, she's coming back with a buzz. And
mm-hmm.
I know who she is. I mean, doesn't matter what kind of jet lag, there's nothing that's going to please her more than to be able to immediately start making a difference with all of you, because she loves you guys. She wants the best for you guys. She fights for you guys. I mean, she is incredible. I'm so, so, so lucky to have Mary Jo on our team and to be a team together, and with you, Lydia. We make a good team, and I tell you, we have some great moments together. We got some great brainstorming together. We argue. But whatever we argue is because they want the best for you guys, and they want to make sure that we as a company are doing everything we can to help you guys. And you know what? That's the right thing to do, and I'm glad that they do, because I want to be pushed to my limit when it comes to really delivering the best level of service for all of you guys, and we can't stop until we have done that.
Great. Well, perfect, Al. Well, thank you for your time this morning. This call was recorded. Al, I'll get you a link to the recording.
Excellent.
So it'll be posted on Manatrain. And if anybody doesn't have any questions, I'm going to say let's go out there and make this week awesome, not just today, but every single day of this week.
Okay.
So you guys,
love you,
you guys all have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.